I'm Sam Clements.
And I'm Noam Ashour.
And welcome to this special edition of the Picture House podcast. Today, we are thrilled to be joined by actor Lucas Hedges, who is on screens right now in new movie Ben Is Back. And hey, Noah, we've just spoken to Lucas.
Yes, we did.
And it was your first interview?
Yeah, so first interview with a celebrity.
And how was it for you?
It was great. It was very interesting, just knowing a bit more, getting a bit more context about the film.
And I thought Lucas was superb. He's someone who, we mentioned this briefly in an interview, but he's someone who we've seen a lot on screen lately in like Three Billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri, in Manchester by the Sea, in Lady Bird. And what's nice about Ben Is Back is he is the star of the movie. He is at front and center. I think in those other films, he's often a supporting character.
I saw him recently in Boy Erased, actually, where he is character and has an incredible performance.
We're seeing him rise through the ranks, doing quite challenging films.
Very challenging.
So in this one, I guess we should say, Ben is a character who returns from a drug addiction clinic unexpectedly on Christmas Eve. And his mother, played by Julia Roberts, is sort of elated and scared by this because it's alluded to throughout the film that there was quite a traumatic experience that happened recently, which led him to go to rehab, and his stepdad is very against him being home with the family for Christmas. But then the action unfolds all in one night, and I kind of like that as a narrative device. Mm-hmm. So, without further ado, I think that sets the film up. Let's cut to me, Noah, and Lucas Hedges talking about Ben Is Back in cinemas right now. Thank you for talking to us today. You've got Sam from Picture House Cinemas here and my co-host Noah.
Hi, Lucas.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. I'm doing good.
We are really excited to be playing Ben Is Back in our cinemas from Friday. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
What's the journey been like with this film? I know it premiered at Toronto Film Festival a few months ago, and I guess you've been sort of on the festival circuit with the film for a while. What's the journey been like, and what's the audience response been like?
Honestly, I actually just finished up doing a play in New York like about a month and a half ago, and while the film was being released and during the festivals I was doing the play, so I had somewhat of a tunnel vision with the show, but when I would leave it and go to do the Q&As or talkbacks or premiere with my dad, it was always a bit shocking because we did the movie about a year ago, and I you sort of forget when you do something what it is, and then you go see it and it all comes back to you. But yeah, it's been a bit jarring going in and out of both of the projects. Was exciting and also jarring.
I imagine your head is in completely different places during those things.
Definitely.
You've worked on really varied and exciting projects this last year, like mid-90s, Boy Erased. Can you tell us a little bit about your approach in picking a film and what was specifically so enticing to you about this one?
I feel like the movies that I pick are a reflection of like the kinds of movies I like to see, and I really don't have one kind of movie I like to watch. I'd like pretty much everything if it's good. And so but what I listen to most of all is an intuitive connection to the material, because I've read stuff that blows my mind, but that if when I listen to me being a part of it, something feels wrong. So for the most part, these projects are it's aligned somewhere with my intuition and also like, I guess, intellectual sense of what kinds of stories do I want to tell and why. And all of those fit into both of those brackets.
It sounds like a great way to choose a project. You know, you have to first of all entertain yourself if you're then going to be in charge of entertaining audiences when the film's in theaters.
Yeah. It definitely feels true. It's a lot of work, and it's just a lot of early mornings and things to wake up. It's the thing you wake up for, so it's not worth it if it doesn't feel right.
So your father wrote and directed the film.
Did he?
Did he? So what was the origin of the screenplay?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a backstory to it, or is it completely fictional?
It is completely fictional, but he says it was inspired by a few things. One was the death of Philip Seymour Hoffman, who's a friend of my father's and a big inspiration to him. That was one of the reasons why he wanted to write this. And then addictions in my immediate family is a pretty real thing, and something happened to a family member of ours, and that inspired it as well. But I didn't know he was writing it until he told me he had written it. And even then I was going to be doing a play, and then the play fell out and I had an opening and he asked me to read it. And I never thought I'd work with my dad in to this capacity. But again, it was one of those intuitive connections that I was really blown away by the script.
It must be kind of nice, sort of it coming to you in that sort of organic way.
I was actually in London when I read it.
Really?
Yeah. It was, and you know, it's a weird thing to sit down and read a script of your dad's. You know, I haven't read many of his, and I didn't know if I'd like it, but right off the bat, I loved it, and that I really wanted to, but I didn't know I'd love it to the extent I did.
It must be. I mean, it must be a lot easier being that way, and you not responding to it for family times later.
Yeah. Well, it'd probably be a little awkward if I didn't like it, but I did, so. So here we are.
There's a really neat device in the script. I love films that are sort of set in like a small period of time, and this film does that exactly. You know, it takes place all in that one very long day. Is that a good challenge as an actor?
Yeah, well, you know, I just come from doing a film in which that was spread out over the course of many years, and we'd do one scene that took place in high school, and then an hour later I would be like 24 and like in a different city, and it was very confusing. But it's much easier, and it in a sense, in that you don't have to jump through as many hoops in your brain. And yeah, I love that. I love movies like that. His two big inspirations with the film was a movie called Tangerine, which is a Sean Baker film, which is on Netflix, and then a movie called The Celebration by Thomas Vinterberg, which are both films that sort of are they're really disastrous from the start, and they're like freight trains heading somewhere, but and they take place over the course of like 24 hours.
Two excellent films, I have to say. You know, even though it is set in a very limited space of time, this film is an emotional roller coaster. Is it easy to sort of get into that mindset when you're coming to work one day and you're doing a very heavy scene for, I imagine, most of the day?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it definitely, you know, my heart beats a little faster on those days for sure. And at the same time, like, I'm not somebody who, when I sign on to do a movie like this, I for the most part, live in a very hectic headspace. Even when I'm not working, the feel of the air is differently. It feels like I'm aware as to what it is I've signed up for, so it doesn't feel as much like, oh, I show up on the day and today is the dark day. Most of the film was pretty dark, and I think that being in that atmosphere made the overtly dark days a little easier in a way. It felt less like a departure from what typically a day looks like.
Because there's quite a small cast in this film, I imagine that must have been quite a good experience, especially with your theater background as well, working with the same actors for the most, you know, majority of the shoot.
Yeah, definitely. It felt like the movie felt like it went by in like 2 weeks. It was very bizarre. And I think that has something to do with the fact that it was we had a really small group of people. It was mostly me and Julia for the nights. And we shot it in order. Not in order, but it was over the course of 24 hours. So it there was an ease to it, despite the difficulties in the story.
So there's a very powerful intimacy and a very natural relationship between you and Julia Roberts in the film. How did you create that bond? Was there any type of preparation prior to the film, or was it kind of just...
Yeah, we me and my dad came out and spent a week with her and her family in California, and I spent some time with... I sort of just hung out and assumed an older brother type role for her oldest son. I think part of the reason why Julia wanted to do this, was interested in me playing Ben, was because I reminded her of her oldest son. So there was once we became sort of, I guess, ingrained into her family in a way, that it felt more natural going to film the movie.
Is Julia Roberts an actor you watched growing up? And was it a bit intimidating knowing that she was going to be your mum in this film?
Yeah, well... I absolutely watched her growing up, and I wouldn't say she intimidated me. I'm intimidated by people who I feel don't like me or I feel like I need to win over the approval of. I never felt that way about her. I felt that she was fully supportive of me from the start and that she really wanted me to do this movie with her. So in that sense, I felt like a maternal, like, connect, like she was offering me that kind of security. But I've definitely, I think if she had treated me differently, I would have been intimidated by her for sure.
And the film is, I mean, it's quite tense and it's this emotional roller coaster. Does that give you sort of more of an incentive to want to unwind after shooting? Was there any good memories of sort of blowing off steam at the end of the day?
There was a little pool in the where we were staying and I swam there, but I don't know, blowing off steam, I don't really know what that means, to be honest. Like I wish I could. I don't entirely know how. I sort of like I did go on like this like meditation retreat after the movie ended, and that was pretty good for it, but for the most part it only wound me up, and like for the weeks following, I was just in a weird, like, closed off headspace.
It sounds good to save it to the end of the shoot and to have that retreat.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you tell us what the most challenging aspect about portraying this character was for you?
I mean, I think one of the biggest things in this character's life, Ben's life in the movie, is recovery. And he's working a program, NA, which is a 12-step program. And so for me, it was just like I was unfamiliar with what that program consisted of and the steps. And for me, just going to meetings and understanding how it worked was very important because, yeah, the movie is, he's trying his best to recover. And so that's the track he's trying to be on. So to understand what that looks like was important. And the more I learned about it, the more vast and, I guess, I don't know, it's sort of like a never-ending, there's never enough information you can gather about what it means to suffer with addiction, so.
That scene in the rehab meeting is so powerful,
thanks.
Your sort of speech with Julia Roberts behind your character and seeing her emotions as well, that was really something. Is doing a scene like that where you have to deliver a sort of monologue, is that kind of a fun thing to sink your teeth into, even though it's quite a heavy narrative scene?
I like the scenes that appear to be the most, like, are the biggest opportunities on paper for, I guess some kind of fireworks, which they're always the ones that scare me the most because they present the opportunity to succeed and fail. So they are exciting, and they're also like the things I dread most. But at the end of the day, they're like what I look back on and go like, oh, okay, like, I gave myself to that and it affected people, so I feel good.
You can definitely see it on screen when you watch it in the theaters, and
thanks,
we look forward to showing it from Friday in our cinemas. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For
thank
talking
you.
To us today, Lucas.
Thanks, yeah, Lucas. Thanks for having me. Good to hear your voices.
See you next time you're in London.
Okay, all right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.